Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Mario Ritter, Katie Weaver, Dorothy Gundy, and Dan Friedel. Later, Phil Dierking and Alice Bryant will bring us this week's education report. But first, here is Mario Ritter.
Experts say increased production of oil and gas in the United States, along with production cuts by OPEC, could lead to an American energy surplus. Adam Siminski is head of the U.S. Energy Information Agency. Recently, he said demand for energy in the U.S. has grown slowly, while production has increased notably. This imbalance could mean the U.S. would have an energy surplus.
The U.S. Could become a net energy exporter.
Industry experts say production increases are the result of greater use of technologies that make recovery of oil and gas more effective. Siminski says the production increases mean the U.S. could have more energy than it can use. During 2014, world oil prices began to drop sharply as supplies increased and demand weakened. When a price drop happens, major oil-producing countries often try to cut their output. But members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, did not seek to do this for a long time. Experts say OPEC hoped low prices would push competitors with higher production costs out of the market. These competitors included U.S. companies that use technology such as hydraulic fracturing, better known as fracking, to drill for hard-to-get oil and gas deposits. Amos Hochstein is an energy expert with the U.S. State Department. He says American producers answered OPEC's bet by becoming more efficient.
The resilience of production meant for OPEC, the U.S. wasn't going away, shale production wasn't going away, so letting it ride low was not going to be the answer.
OPEC answered the long price drop only late last year, with members agreeing on some production cuts. Some OPEC members, including Venezuela, and even top producer Saudi Arabia, are facing budget deficits because of the big drop in income from oil. Worldwide crude oil prices have increased since OPEC and some other large producers first announced an agreement to cut production. Among the non-OPEC countries agreeing to reduce output is Russia. However, for the second time in recent years, Indonesia suspended its membership over the issue of production cuts. Benjamin Zeiker is an expert with the American Enterprise Institute. He says producers now face very difficult decisions about whether decreasing oil output will help them. He says the deal reached last year might not last.
I think that the agreement is unlikely to hold.
Some experts note that as prices increase, fracking producers will have a bigger reason to expand production still more. That, they say, could force prices down once again. I'm Mario Ritter.
American President-elect Donald Trump has appointed his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to a high-level position in his administration. Trump asked Kushner to serve as a senior advisor to the president. Unlike cabinet positions, the job of advisor does not require approval of the United States Senate. 6 members of Congress are questioning Kushner's appointment. All 6 belong to the Democratic Party. The lawmakers wrote a letter to Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. They noted that a 1967 law bars a public official from appointing a family member to the same agency in which the official serves. They also asked the Justice Department and ethics officials to investigate possible conflicts of interest. Jared Kushner is married to Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka. Lawyer Jamie Gorelick is advising Kushner on legal issues. She said the law does not affect the president because the White House does not fall under the definition of an agency. The lawyer also said that Kushner plans to sell all his foreign investments and his financial interests in an investment company and an office building in New York. He also will resign as head of Kushner Companies and as the publisher of the New York Observer newspaper before working for the Trump administration. The 6 lawmakers questioned Gorelick's statement that Kushner would remove himself from decisions involving his remaining financial interests after leaving his companies. They said he would still have investments that could be affected by government policy that he influences. Aides to Donald Trump said that, as a presidential advisor, Kushner will work mainly on issues involving trade and the Middle East. They said he will work closely with Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and Chief Strategist Stephen Bannon. I'm Katie Weaver.
A powerful storm has brought down one of the most famous trees in the United States. The huge Pioneer Cabin tree fell Sunday in Northern California during a storm that caused severe flooding. The giant sequoia is famous for having a large hole at the bottom of its trunk. the hole was big enough for people to walk under. In the past, California state officials permitted vehicles to drive through it. Until now, thousands of people traveled to the Calaveras Big Trees State Park each year to see the giant sequoia. The park is located east of San Francisco, near Yosemite National Park. Some officials believed the tree was up to 2,000 years old. The Calaveras Big Trees Association confirmed reports that the sequoia was no longer standing. The pioneer cabin tree has fallen, said a message posted to Facebook. The weekend storm was just too much for the tree to handle, it added. California's Department of Parks and Recreation said in a statement that root and trunk decay had weakened the tree. The area around the sequoia had been closed because of storms, and no one was hurt by the falling tree, it added. Photographs posted on social media showed the fallen tree broken apart in some places as it sat on top of flooded ground. The huge roots that kept the tree in the ground for so many years were showing. Many visitors to the state park took pictures while standing underneath the famous sequoia. After hearing about the tree, some posted photos and messages on social media about their memories and experiences. It's kind of like someone in the family has died, tree admirer Joyce Brown told the Associated Press. Brown, now 65, said she was just 12 when her parents first took her to see the drive-through tree. She's now a retired school teacher who spends about one-third of the year at a small cabin near the tree. The tunnel that made the sequoia famous also weakened it over time. The hole was made in the 1880s to let people and vehicles pass through the tree. This began with horses and buggies, and later with cars. Eventually, the path going under the tree was only open to people walking. Sequoias are the largest tree species in the world. They can reach up to 8 meters in diameter. A volunteer at the Calaveras Big Trees State Park explained that when the already mostly dead tree hit the ground, it broke apart and was completely unrecognizable. He said the tree quickly went from something majestic to pieces of rubble. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
Vietnamese rapper Su Boy appeared in a YouTube video with Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tom Hanks, and Aung San Suu Kyi. The video shows memorable moments from U.S. President Barack Obama's 8 years in office. Both celebrities and regular people tell about their favorite moments from Obama's presidency. The White House posted the video on its YouTube channel on January 5th. It is about 6 minutes long and has been played over 2 million times. One young woman remembered when her third-grade class sent a letter to the president. It was really strange when he actually replied back, she said. It was like, whoa, I'm a third grader, and I can actually get a response from the president. Actor Samuel L. Jackson spoke about Obama working to pass the Affordable Care Act. The act provided health insurance to many Americans who could not afford to buy it in the past. Suboy appeared in the video right after actor and comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Suboy remembered what she was thinking when Obama called on her to ask a question during a town hall meeting with young Vietnamese in May 2016. Suboy asked the president if he thought it was important for a nation like Vietnam to support its art and culture. Then Obama asked Suboy, "Before I answer your question, why don't you give me a little rap? Let's see what you got." Suboy rapped for Obama, and the two of them had a short conversation about the value of art in society. He said art helps people realize somebody else's pain or somebody else's hopes. It was a popular moment in Vietnam, and news organizations started calling Suboy Vietnam's queen of hip-hop. Suboy told VOA's Vietnamese service she was honored to be included in the video. She said the idea of a town hall where regular people get to speak with a top leader was new for most Vietnamese people. She said she wanted to ask a question during the entire meeting, and when Obama asked for one last question, she had to be the one to ask it. Suboy said the fame coming from her exchange with Obama has not changed her daily life. But what changed is how she thinks about her role in society. We can't just sit down or discuss these topics over and over again. We must take action right now. Making changes for youth and our society is the most important thing, she said. I'm Dan Friedel.
This is What's Trending Today. Sports lovers around the world are reacting to the latest news about football. FIFA, the international governing body of football, unanimously voted to expand the World Cup tournament in 2026. FIFA's voting members agreed to add 16 more teams to the men's competition. All voting members supported the plan as a way to raise more money for the organization and add excitement to the event. The 2026 World Cup tournament will involve 48 nations. It will also have 80 games, but the eventual winner will still only play 7 games. The extra games should result in about $1 billion in additional money for FIFA. That money will come from sponsorships, advertising, and deals with broadcasters. The newly approved plan will include other changes, too. For example, there will be 16 groups of 3 teams. The top 2 teams in each group will earn rights to compete in a 32-team elimination round. Penalty shootouts may be used as tiebreakers in the group games. Some countries think the World Cup will not be as good as in past years because of the increased number of teams. But FIFA officials said they used a computer program to predict the results of 10,000 tournaments. It found that the quality of the event was always decided by the best 32 teams. And that's what's trending today.
Along with subjects like reading and mathematics, school children at the Robert W. Coleman Elementary School are learning how to spend time in quiet thought. The students are learning yoga exercises and meditation skills. The aim is to provide them with better tools to deal with the daily struggles they face. The school, called Coleman for short, is in the American city of Baltimore, Maryland. Principal Carlillian Thompson brought the program to Coleman in 2010. She sends some of her most troublesome students to the Mindful Moment Room instead of requiring them to stay after school in detention.
Nearly one-fourth of Baltimore's population lives below the poverty line. That information comes from the United States Census Bureau. Many children at Coleman face conditions common to poverty. Principal Thompson told broadcaster CNN that a few of her students are homeless, while others live in homes with no electricity. Some have little or no food to eat. Others are related to victims of gun violence. The Mindful Moment Room is a place where Coleman students do deep breathing exercises and clear their minds. They come to learn how they can better react to situations and how to calm themselves. They can also speak with Mindful Moment specialists about what caused their teachers to send them there. Atman Smith is one of the founders of the Holistic Life Foundation, or HLF, the organization that leads the program. He told VOA News a few years ago that meditation and yoga can help young people deal with life's difficulties.
It's like a serious cycle in most inner cities where, you know, people don't know how to resolve conflicts peacefully. That's why so much violence and, you know, abuse. And in us teaching these kids meditation and giving them these tools to self-regulate, that it's going to change, I guess, the social construct and the dynamic of, you know, the way the inner city works and is thought of, I guess.
HLF serves 4,500 students each week and works with a total of 14 Baltimore schools. Coleman is not the only American school adding meditation and yoga to its academic curriculum. Schools in other cities are also using these tools. Last year, Visitation Valley Middle School began offering meditation, NBC News reported. The school is in one of the poorest areas in the city of San Francisco. Some children there witnessed stressful events in their neighborhoods. A large number of the students see people carrying guns on a daily basis, Athletic Director Barry Driscoll told NBC News. A few years ago, there were 3 to 5 fights at the school every week.
But then, the San Francisco School District partnered with a local organization called the Center for Wellness and Achievement in Education. The center brought a meditation program called Quiet Time, to Visitation Valley and three other schools. Each day, during quiet time, the whole school has 2 15-minute periods of Transcendental Meditation, or TM. TM is a process for slowing down unwanted thoughts and reaching a state of calm awareness. At first, O'Driscoll thought meditation was foolish. But, as he told NBC, over 4 years of having quiet time, suspensions at Visitation Valley have fallen by 79%. Over that period, attendance has risen to 98%. A nearby school that uses the program has also seen a big drop in suspensions, 75%, NBC noted. In addition, students are performing better academically. Principal Thompson also believes that meditation is responsible for the drop in suspensions at her school. Over the past year, there were no suspensions at Coleman, compared to 4 suspensions during the 2013 to 2014 school year, CNN reported. And students are almost never sent to her office for bad behavior anymore, Thompson noted.
For the past half century, meditation and other stress reduction activities have been studied as possible treatments for anxiety and depression. A 2014 study links mindfulness meditation to reduced pain, depression, and anxiety. That study was published in one of the American Medical Association's many publications called JAMA Internal Medicine. As for students, there is some scientific evidence that yoga and meditation can help people, but more is needed. But a 2012 study on yoga found that it improved middle school students' ability to deal with anger and stress. The Journal of Behavioral Science reported the findings. However, education expert Patricia Jennings told the New York Times that these practices don't address poverty and it may not work for everybody. Jennings is a professor in the School of Education at the University of Virginia.
Some parents are not happy about schools offering yoga programs. They think yoga has a religious meaning because of its roots in Hinduism and Buddhism. For example, U.S. News and World Report magazine reported on a Georgia school that received protests from parents. The school has made changes. It still offers breathing and stretching exercises, but has removed the Hindi term namaste, for example. The school principal also wrote an apology to parents. In a special report for CNN, yoga trainer Dana Santis explained that some parents don't realize American-style yoga is non-religious. She said it is an exercise focused on a person's mental and physical health, not spirituality. As Principal Thompson told VOA, for a group of fifth-grade boys at Coleman, meditation has made a huge difference.
But I could see over time that they learned how to, instead of using their fists to resolve different situations, that they started with the breathing techniques. They began to talk about their problems instead of reacting like they used to.
Former students from programs offered by the Holistic Life Foundation are now 50% of the organization's workers, Newsweek reported. I'm Phil Dierking.
And I'm Alice Bryant.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.